And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're very pleased to be here with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo. Great to see you.
And lovely to see you also, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Hi, Zoe.
Good morning, Jo. Good morning, Jo. What a beautiful day in Sydney it is.
Oh, well, it's gorgeous all around the country, I'm sure, however you have woken up. So here's a question for you, Zoe and Gerald, heading into 2021. Have you set yourself any goals for creating new habits or perhaps stopping old habits?
Look, it's quite an interesting topic, goal setting, because I mean, sometimes they can be great and you do them so well. Sometimes they can just fail dismally and a disappointment. The one thing I've set myself up is playing music every day.
Oh, that's nice.
Because what I noticed, I did this lovely little tribal dance at the end of the year. It was like a ceremony to close off 2021 and close off 2020 and open 2021. And I realized just the freedom of having music sort of surrounding me. Naturally, you start dancing. My daughter starts dancing and just the whole mood in the house lightens up. So that was my one and only goal for 2021.
Okay. Well, it's an easy one and it's a lovely one. What about you, Gerald? Any habits you wish to break or new ones you'd like to establish?
Mine's pretty easy. So, Zoe, if you could put your fingers in your ears just for one moment, because because I am continuing on my New Year's resolution of the last couple of years, which is to avoid at all costs kale, quinoa, couscous.
I'm going to go with that.
I think that's great.
Thank you.
Whatever's right for you.
Thank you very much indeed.
I didn't know it was so bad.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. And I know that we should be putting it in every smoothie every week, but I've just decided.
You don't need it in your life.
No.
Okay. And I think that's the key with habits.
Yes.
It's got to be right for you, and it's got to be the right time to create that habit as well.
Well, the time is perfect.
Well, we humans are creatures of habits. Some of them are bad and some not so good. So how can we change behaviour, learn a new healthy habit or make a fresh start, which is a lot of us are thinking about for this year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out when we chat with Ron Borland, Professor of Psychology, Health Behaviour from the Melbourne School of Psychological Science. We're going to learn how to set some healthy habits. And first, it was carrots. Now, apparently, it's capsicums that have been identified as being good for your eyes.
Ooh.
Research from the University of Queensland reveals that a capsicum a day could keep age-related blindness at bay. It's a pretty big claim.
Ooh.
So Tim O'Hare is the project leader from the Queensland Alliance for Agriculture and Food Innovation. We're going to chat with him and find out about a new study that's found that eating orange capsicum, specifically orange, could help prevent macular degeneration, which I understand is a very big problem, Gerald.
It's a quality of life destroyer, Jo, whereas I look at you now, I can't see your face. I can see the clock and the rest of the studio around you, but I can't focus on you. So imagine trying to cross the road or read a book or watch television, but you can't see it.
Absolutely devastating, I'm imagining. So if orange capsicum is the key, how wonderful. We'll find out more about that. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at Wagner aloe vera juice, which I'm excited about. I've never really heard much about aloe vera juice.
For those sensitive tummies, for those tummies that rumble like yours, Jo, it's not a bad idea.
Such a fan of aloe vera juice. It is just the go-to with my clients. It's a great product.
Mm. And as always, give us a call on 131 873. If you have any questions to support your health, Gerald and Zoe are both here to answer your questions. But also maybe you have been able to turn a bad habit around, started a good habit. How did you do it? What was the key to your success in creating a good habit? We'd love to hear your story, 131 873. Next, some practical tips to help us form healthy new habits. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
There's only one vegan, all-natural protein that contains all you need to aid recovery and build and restore muscle after exercise. There's only one vital performance protein formula packed with high-quality pea protein and powerful ingredients, L-glutamine, manganese, magnesium and tart cherry to assist muscle function and recovery. And there's only one place to get it for a great price right now at Chemist Warehouse. Vital Performance Protein is just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do give us a call on 131873 if you have any questions for your health, or if you are one of these clever people who've been able to establish a good habit or maybe give up a bad habit, give us a call and tell us how you did it. What was your story? Because it seems we have the best of intentions to start things like exercise or maybe lose weight, but we do tend to lack the steps needed to set ourselves up for success. So to help us and get a few tips on how best to form new healthy habits, we're joined by Ron Borland, Professor of Psychology, Health Behaviour, Melbourne School of Psychological Science. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Please help us out, Ron. How can we form that new habit that we so desperately want in our life?
Well, if it was easy, we wouldn't be having this discussion to start. So it's complicated, and there are different things that act as barriers to different people. But one of the most important things that you need to do if you're going to change your habit is you're going to need to feel as if you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
People often think they should do it, and when the moment comes to resist the cream cake, to go for the run or whatever it is your new habit's going to be, it just doesn't feel, you don't feel like it at the time, you don't really want to do it right then, and that's what you see as you, and you the should is something that other people are forcing you to do, it's not you.
That's so true.
As soon as that happens, you're almost doomed to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to own your decisions. Mm-hmm. They're part of you. They're the choices you're making as an independent individual. You need to own them. If you own the want, or you own the should and make it your want, then you're on the right track to success. And doing that is by telling yourself a story of how this is going to make you a better person. This is what you are. This is the culmination of where you're going in your life. It's not something that's getting in the way. It's not something that you're doing as a sacrifice. As soon as you think about it in those negative terms, it's very difficult to succeed.
It's so true. I mean, often we look at sort of willpower and staying strong, and we put all these very sort of intense words, but are they more important than sort of those little incremental changes? And how do we really sort of start that healthy habit building?
Incremental changes for some things are important. For example, if you're starting an exercise regime, you don't try and run a long distance the first day because you're not fit enough. But if you're having to quit smoking, for example, you have to do the whole thing at once. So it's not necessarily small steps that are important. It's committing yourself to those steps and taking it a day at a time. You don't plan for the entire event. You think about it each morning or the evening before and say, what do I need to do to keep myself on track for what I've decided to achieve? What am I gaining from this? Focus on what you're gaining, not on what you're losing.
Ron, you've been doing a lot of work for the International Tobacco Control Policy Evaluation Project. And I know you've got a special interest in that. What are we doing wrong that we can't quite get there as far as nicotine elimination or perhaps reduction or withdrawal? What can we do better?
The big problem with nicotine is that the way in which it's delivered, smoking delivers nicotine to the brain very quickly, and that is exquisitely pleasurable for some people, and people don't like giving up pleasures. But it's the smoke that's killing people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the problem. So like any hard to change behaviour, the reason that it's hard to change is because the existing behaviour gives you some immediate pleasure, or engaging in the new behaviour involves some very short-term cost. Mm-hmm. You've got to get out of bed earlier to go for your run. You've got to resist that cream cake.
Mm.
Each of those is a little task that you have to do, but the payoff could be much greater. And if you focus on the payoff, not on the cost,
yes,
then it makes it easier.
Yes.
Ron, how important is self-compassion when we do fail? Because inevitably when you're trying to give something up or start something, you'll have stumbling blocks, yes?
Yes, it's typical to have slip-ups. And it's for many people, it's very difficult to recover from them because they catastrophise them and say, oh dear, I failed. Mm. I'm a failure. It's not going to work. It was too hard. So it is important that you give yourself some self-compassion, as you put it, that you say, well, I'm not perfect.
No.
I can go back and try again. We all make mistakes. We all make slip-ups in what we do. We just need to learn to recover from them.
Sure.
Yes.
And if we recover from our slip-ups, then
they
no longer seem like slip-ups a few months down the track because we've actually succeeded.
I love it. Thank you so much. That's Ron Boland, Professor of Psychology, Health Behaviour, Melbourne School of Psychological Sciences. I love that notion of owning your decisions. Mm. Of course, we'd love you to give us a call, 131 873. Angelo in Wetherill Park. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're well, Angelo. How can we help?
I can see that you have changed some food habits yourself.
Yes, I have. I had diabetes since 2018, but it was very minor. And when I say that, probably a 6.2, 6.4 through 19 and 20 to about 6.8. It got to 7, 2019. And then I didn't check my sugars for probably about 2 months. And then one morning it was up around 18 when I went into the GP. And I was in shock, horror. I said, well, didn't stop checking for only 2 months. How can it go to the other end? And since then, I just did some major changes in my food, in my intake. And I'm very lucky. I've got a naturopath in Wollongong. I don't know if I can mention her name. But she was just instrumental in my changes. I've dropped alcohol completely. Lemon juice, celery juice in the mornings. Huge amounts of fruit and vegetables. Dropped meats and cheeses for just, I think it's 10 weeks now. My cholesterol has gone from 6.5 to 4.2. That was in blood tests just over 8.5 weeks. And the sugars have gone from extremely high, 18, 19, 20, to average for 30 days at 6.4, 14 days at 6, and 1 week average is 5.8.
Angelo, without focusing too much on those numbers, what you've shown, and in fact it was in a big media report just this week, that that food changes can make an enormous difference to your risk of diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And Zoe, every single dietitian, nutritionist, health practitioner in the country knows that, but we can't get the message out there, and it's so elementary.
Yeah, look, I think what Angelo did, he had the proof. The proof was in the pudding, no pun intended, but, you know, he saw the progressive changes, he felt better, and I think that's the key motivator here. I mean, obviously, you know, this is the same message we've been saying for 50 years. It's obvious healthy food will obviously increase your lifestyle and your quality of life, but it's putting it in there, making it tasty, making it available, and I think the key thing for a lot of people, they think that it's a very expensive way to actually go, you know, to become healthy, but it's not, because if you look at the big picture, you're saving money in the long run.
Oh, well, congratulations, Angelo. Outstanding work. He wanted
top of the class.
It was want versus should there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Outstanding.
And typical of a bloke. We're going along and then you think, oh, everything's fine. Then suddenly, bang, it goes haywire, and that's when blokes make changes.
Yes. Well, keep your calls coming with any questions, or if you would like to share your story of changing a habit, fantastic work, 131 873. We'll have more of your calls after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Protect your sensitive skin from sun damage with Avène Sunscreen SPF 50 Plus from Chemist Warehouse. The Avène Sunscreen range is hypoallergenic and offers high UVA and UVB broad spectrum sun protection for sensitive skin. Always read the label, follow the directions for use, avoid prolonged high risk sun exposure, frequent reapplication is required, wear protective clothing when exposed to the sun. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, the Avène Sunscreen SPF 50 Plus range is 25% off registered retail price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. And we're celebrating you if you've been able to change a habit or instigate a new habit. John in Brisbane, good morning.
Hi, team. How are you?
What's your story?
I was a very heavy marijuana smoker. Mm-hmm. I started smoking about when I was 16, when my dad left home, and I smoked it hardcore for a long time. And I gave it up about 8 years ago when I developed a really successful career in the media. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I had a big bad relationship break up and I relapsed. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'd get through at least, well, I said to the producer, at least 30 cones a day, which is a hell of a lot of marijuana.
God, that is a lot.
And on the 28th of December, I just went cold turkey again, and it's the last week has been, the first week's just excruciating, and the last week I've started exercising a lot, and I started a little business doing some property maintenance, and I'm 3 weeks in tomorrow, so...
Well done.
Yeah, brilliant.
And like I said, I was off it for 8 years previously, so... Mm-hmm. I just thought I might throw it out there to your listeners. If anyone's going through the same thing, don't give up. And like your man said there before, you have to do it for yourself. There's no one else. You've got to own it.
Sure. Mm. Well done. Well done. Congratulations, John.
And that is the key thing when you're giving up alcohol, cigarettes, whatever those really big addictive things is particularly if you've done it before, try and sort of tap into some of those memories, because often it's those positive memories that can pull us out of those very ruminating or sort of overwhelming feelings and take us back into those positive frame of mind.
Yes.
Good on you. Really good, John.
Yeah, fantastic work, John. And thank you for sharing that story so honestly with us.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to some calls with regard to your health. Patricia in Rockdale, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Patricia. How can we help you?
Yes, I'd like a little bit more information on polyomyalgia.
Yes, okay.
Please.
Right.
I've developed it in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And to the point, Patricia, where you've been to your doctor and he's given you some steroids?
Oh, my word, yes. Okay. I've been under a rheumatologist.
Okay.
And I take prednisone.
Okay. And is that... Oh, Patricia, we might have lost you.
Are you there, Patricia?
You there?
Yes.
You are, yes.
Oh, good. We just lost you momentarily. So you've the doctors...
That's right. I take 2 milligram of prednisone.
Good.
And the only other... help I seem to be getting is taking some Panamax.
Okay. Now, there's a few things. Polymyalgia is, Joe, essentially pain in various parts of your body. Mm. There are three elementary things that you'll find will make a difference. Magnesium will help you sleep better at night, Patricia. Fish oil will reduce the inflammation and work beautifully with the prednisolone. And for added pain relief, turmeric. Now, those three things are available from your local pharmacy. They'll give you some guidance. Mm-hmm. And the anti-inflammatory diet, which Zoe always refers to, there's the elementary food changes. What could Patricia focus on, Zoe, to make a difference, that creating that new habit?
Yeah, look, if we're trying to look at sort of one style of diet, we always refer to the Mediterranean diet, simply because it does have all of these elements. What we're trying to do is swap those fats that actually cause an increase in acidity or change within our digestive system, and we want to focus on all those good fats. So taking out all the nasty oils, putting extra virgin olive oil, trying to use avocado. Even though butter has calcium in it, which is great for this particular situation, we still want to get something that has no salt in it. We want to have a food that actually kind of really helps to eliminate any pro-inflaming situations and increases the anti-inflammatory. Colour, as much colour and vibrancy as you possibly can, and try and with your proteins, they need to be in every meal and every snack. They're really important, but try and look at some of those vegetarian proteins, nuts and seed, legumes, pulses. They're brilliant in the diet, and if you are going to have your animal protein, try and focus on more fish if possible, and if it's going to be chicken or red meat, I mean, we always say that palm size a couple of times a week. That's about spot on. But you do need to make sure you've got protein coming in every meal and every snack. And the obvious thing, try and get out some of those toxic foods. We really want to hydrate the body. It is so important, hydration. We're going to talk about this later on today, but it just focuses on helping to transport all the positive nutrients and get rid of some of the nasty nutrients out of the diet as well.
All the best with that, Patricia, and thanks for that awesome information there, Zoe and Gerald. Leo, good morning. What question do you have?
Good morning.
Hi, Leo.
I've got a question for Gerald. Sure. I've got blocked sinuses, congested sinuses, which I've got no taste or smell. I've had it for years.
Yep. Yeah, very simple. You've seen some experts, have you, Leo?
Yes, I've tried me on prednisone and budesonide nasal wash, but it aggravates my dry eyes. I just can't. Yep. My dry eyes just, it feels like my eyes are full of grit.
Sure. Leo, I want you to picture a hollow tube that's blocked at one end, and that's your sinus canals. Now, what you've got to do, and we've talked about habits, you've got to get into the habit each night and morning of using a saline irrigation, a saltwater irrigation that you don't make yourself. You go and buy it. It's got to be isotonic without a preservative, and that has to become as regular as cleaning your teeth night and morning. Over time, it will make a difference, and if, particularly if you've got those inhaled steroid nasal sprays of yours, 10 minutes after irrigation, you can use your spray. But the irrigation gets rid of the blockage of the mucus that's stuck at the dead end, and it will slowly get away. For those having breakfast, I apologise.
You're very sensitive to everybody.
Very beautiful picture.
Yes, thanks, Gerald. And all the best with that, Leo. Thanks so much for your call. We'll have more of your calls after this. Plus, the step you can take to keep age-related blindness at bay. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, an apple a day may keep the doctor away, but how about this? Researchers have found that eating a capsicum a day could keep age-related blindness at bay. Research by the University of Queensland found that eating orange capsicums can address deficiencies of zeaxanthin, a chemical compound which helps prevent macular degeneration, Australia's leading cause of blindness. Tim O'Hare is the project leader from the Queensland Alliance for Agriculture and Food Innovation, and he joins us now. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
You're well. We're very well. Can you first begin by explaining macular degeneration to us?
Yeah, sure. Macular degeneration is also known as central blindness, and it's the leading form of blindness in Australia. And the way it occurs is that our photoreceptors that we use in the centre of our retina basically die and destroy, and we can't see, and we can't read, and we can't drive, and it basically affects our life in a very negative way for a lot of people, and it gets worse as we get older.
Tim, I'm always super excited when we actually are recommending food as opposed to recommending medication. Not that I don't think that's a helping hand as well. Capsicum, oh my God, such a tasty, tasty fruit. But can you tell us, is it just the orange capsicum, or is it the green, the red, chilies? Where does other foods fall into this?
With zeaxanthin, which is one of the compounds that's actively taken up out of our diet or through supplements to protect our photoreceptors, it's mainly available in orange capsicums. Orange capsicums, believe it or not, far and above have a level of zeaxanthin compared to anything else. It's just they're in a class of their own. And unfortunately, orange capsicums are the only capsicums that contain a lot of zeaxanthin. Red capsicums do contain a little bit. Green capsicums, virtually nothing, unfortunately.
Ron, if we're going to be... Tim, yes. I'm sharing Zoe's excitement because as time goes by, we're learning more about the role of food in reducing the risk of disease. And you just people like you don't get the support and the publicity that you deserve. If we're going to be eating orange capsicums, what's the best way to do it?
Well, the The compound zeaxanthin is a fat-soluble compound, mm-hmm. so it doesn't hurt to put a bit of olive oil or something on it in your salad.
Yes.
If you're planning to cook it, put it in a curry. As long as you don't overcook it.
Sure.
That breaks down the plant cell matrix so yes. that it does release the compounds so that they're more bioaccessible in
yes.
our gut.
Good.
Now, in our small intestine, mm-hmm. and but not to overcook them, because you overcook anything and eventually you'll start to oxidise the compounds and
sure.
destroy them and get less there.
Yeah, well done.
And what is it about zeaxanthin that's helping with our macular degeneration?
Well, zeaxanthin is the actual orange compound, and what it does is that it absorbs blue light. So blue light, excess blue light in our environment is highly oxidative to our photoreceptors. So in humans and other primates, it can be a real problem. Mm. So the more macular pigment that you have in the form of zeaxanthin or even another compound called lutein,
yes.
the better it will screen that blue light from hitting our photoreceptors.
Sure. And lutein's from things like marigold and other things, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That's one of the major extracts of supplements. Mm. You can also get it in green leafy vegetables.
Okay. Mm.
So lutein's actually a yellow compound.
Yes.
It's like a sister compound to zeaxanthin.
Good.
So lutein's a lot more common in our diet than
yes.
zeaxanthin.
Okay.
Zeaxanthin's quite rare. And they're actually deposited in slightly different parts of the eye
yes.
to protect slightly different photoreceptor positions.
How wonderful.
And,
what a great discovery, Tim.
Yes.
It's so lovely to
well
know
done,
that eating fresh vegetables such as capsicum
woo-hoo.
Can make a difference. And get yourself into some lovely orange capsicum there. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Good luck.
My pleasure. Yeah.
Have a great day. Of course, we love you to give us a call, 131-873. We have been speaking about establishing good habits, giving up bad habits this morning. And Bill in Moreton Bay Islands, lovely to have you on the show.
Yes, good morning. I'm most interested in the capsicum because I also have macular degeneration.
Well, there you go, Bill.
This is a show made for you, Bill.
There you go, Bill.
Well, the thing is, I am fairly severely hampered, but if I have lots and lots of orange capsicum, will that restore the macula?
No, it won't restore it, Bill, but it will reduce the risk of it breaking down any further. So we're talking here about interrupting the gradual degradation of your macula at the back of your eye, as we were discussing with Tim. So there's no magic solution to repairing the damage that's there. It's reducing the risk of ongoing damage.
Yes. Mm. But, Bill, you've called to tell us how you gave up smoking as well.
Altogether. Well, I was talking about giving up smoking.
Yes, how did you do it?
Well, I've been smoking about 80 a day for 20 years.
Wow.
And my wife became pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Great surprise to both of us.
Yes, well
done. And she was a smoker, and she said, look, I'm giving up smoking. I think you better get up too, Dick. Help me out.
Yes.
So I said, okay, I'll try and do that. And I was at sea where cigarettes were dirt cheap, you know, and I really had a great battle. And the only way I really found that I could deal with it was physically as well as sort of demonstrably.
Mm.
In other words, I would get hold of a cigarette and say to myself, what are you? Bloody bit of paper and grass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like
you're
going to
beat me.
Mm.
And I screwed up and threw it in the bin.
Well done.
Mm.
Well done.
So you actually expressed your anger at the cigarette
yes.
and developed a dialogue with it.
Yeah.
I love this.
Mm. It's interesting because they actually say to break physical habits, you can often, or mental ruminating habits, to doing something physical, break the neurological pathways. And then what Bill was actually doing was simply just building new pathways. He saw the cigarette as not the something he was smoking, but actually as a physical thing to conquer. Mm. So I thought that's a great way to do it.
Some people talk to the trees and the plants.
Oh,
naughty
I love
cigarette.
It. I love
we all
it.
Know it's naughty.
Well, keep your calls coming, 131-873. We'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
There's only one vegan, all-natural protein that contains all you need to aid recovery and build and restore muscle after exercise. There's only one vital performance protein formula packed with high-quality pea protein and powerful ingredients L-glutamine, manganese, magnesium and tart cherry to assist muscle function and recovery. And there's only one place to get it for a great price right now at Chemist Warehouse. Vital Performance Protein is just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It is time for A to Z of Vitamins, Gerald. And today we're talking about something I don't think I've ever heard of, aloe vera juice.
We often hear in summer, Joe, about aloe vera to be applied to skin issues like sunburn and others. But aloe vera juice has been around since the 16th century BC. Mm. Now, for something to have lasted that long out of Arabia originally, and it makes you all warm and fuzzy when you talk about herbs that have been...
Lovely.
So we're using it to settle mucous surfaces in the gut that have become irritated and angry and disturbed. And that's the principle of aloe vera. It's a mucus, it's calming and soothing, and with a bit of advice, you can select the right one to give you some digestive comfort. And it's, as I said, it's been around for a long time. The experts are saying we don't have the evidence, but it doesn't last that long without it being effective.
It's interesting because I've actually taken this almost daily for about 15 years. I think it's such a fantastic product. It does have a very particular taste. It's quite...
That was going to be a question of mine, I must say.
So often what I find helps is I will actually, you can dilute it slightly and I might put it with a little squeeze of orange. Mm-hmm. I find that actually helps a lot.
Bit of honey maybe?
A little bit of honey is good as well. We don't want to kind of increase too much of that sugar content because it actually needs that is that
different sort of honey, Zoe. Different sort of sugar. Easy on the
booze.
We
are always going to have this conversation. But look, it's a product that I think is just gorgeous, particularly with people who have irritable bowel syndrome and just that alternating constipation to diarrhea. It really does help to settle the gut as well. But yes, mix it in with some other things if you are going to take it on a daily basis.
Good to know. Well, I'm going to explore this. I am. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Wagner, A New Beginning. And, of course, we love hearing from you on the phones, 131-873. Wendy in Ringwood East. Good morning.
Morning, Wendy.
Good morning, all. Look, I've got a problem. A few years ago, I had two of my sons who died in separate accidents.
The doctor
put me on sleeping tablets.
Yes.
Now, I can't get off them, and I would really like to be able to not have them. And I don't know how. I have tried not taking them. I don't sleep.
Wendy, you've been through more trauma than most of us would ever imagine. And we talked earlier about habits, and sleep is a habit, and it's an acquired habit. And you've got to retrain your body. Average, we were saying before, Joe, wasn't 66 days or something to develop a new habit.
Yes.
So, Wendy, retraining yourself takes time. Don't punish yourself by stopping them straight away because you'll lie awake for days worrying about it. So very gradually, if they're tablets, cut them in half again, have a quarter at a time. Look at things like magnesium. There's some beautiful, gentle sleep inducing mind relaxing herbs for that busy mind where you're worrying about your sleep. And what food-wise, Zoe, where do we go?
Yeah, look, definitely. I mean, there's the obvious things is to reduce the caffeine out of the diet. I mean, particularly you might be a slightly more sensitive person now, particularly when there's levels of anxiety around because you already got that central nervous system working overtime. So you might find that really not having caffeine over 10 a.m. would be probably advising. Alcohol, it absolutely disturbs our sleep patterns where sometimes it can help to induce sleep. What it won't do is keep you in a strong state of those beta and alpha wave sleep cycles. So it's really, really important if you can to just go without or limit the alcohol or limit. And there's so many great foods. I mean, like Gerald said, magnesium is just such a powerful, beautiful food to have in the diet as a supplement as well. It is better taken as a supplement because we do want to get those higher doses. But obviously things that are going to disrupt sleep, like high sugar content and high processed foods. And, you know, I think the best way sometimes to do this, Wendy, is to keep a little food diary as well. I mean, be that detective because, again, it's take the guesswork out of the situation and keep a food diary for 7 days and keep a sleep cycle as part of that. And I think as we know, there are some really additional herbs that you can take, and you can take them as you're slowly reducing these sleeping tablets as well. But good luck, really good luck on this one.
And I think also feel the permission to go and seek help. Mm. This is not an easy thing to do. And there are professionals, there are sleep clinics, there are psychologists who actually specialise in this.
In sleep. And it's redeveloping that new habit.
Oh, all the best with that, Wendy. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. Mm. And we really are grateful for your call. Well, thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Of course, you can head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you missed out, because we had so many calls. We're going to be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Gerald and Zoe, gorgeous to see you again.
Thank you, Jo.
Thank you very much, Joe. I'd always have a lovely chat with you guys.
Now, don't forget, there's a lift out in the paper today.
Yes, the lovely Ash Barty on the front, probably the best role model for anybody enjoying the sport of tennis. Absolutely amazing athlete.
That's exactly right. And lots of ways to stay well, get well, live well, and look fabulous in that particular lift out there.
And an interesting article about keeping your marriage happy because of prostate issues as well.
Oh, very handy. Mm. All right, check that out. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week.